Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And the bulletins from CHOP, the Capitol Hill Occupy protest, not terribly encouraging, but not as destructive at this particular moment as the news from New York City, where they are developing a CHOP of their very, very own. It is called the City Hall Encampment. And what are they demanding? They are demanding $1 billion in cuts from the police. Why? Because right now they're having a huge crime upsurge in New York, increases in murders, increases in assaults, increase in violence, which is kind of surprising considering the city is still largely shut down from the coronavirus and it was hit so hard by the virus. Well, obviously the best way to deal with increases in crime is to cut back on the police department, right? It's worked out perfectly in CHOP. Do you know what's fascinating to me? Is there are actual people, elected representatives of the people of Seattle, who are claiming that the reason for the violence in CHOP, where yesterday morning they killed a 16-year-old and grievously wounded a 14-year-old who's still in critical condition. I mean, and this goes on, and it's acceptable? It's not acceptable, and it should be acceptable to absolutely nobody. Dr. Fauci is actually providing, I think, some context for everything we're going through with the virus. And he spoke this morning with U.S. senators, including Elizabeth Warren. We will get to what he said. And also some stunning news. Yes, that's right. You've been waiting for stunning news from Hayden Biden. But no, the Biden campaign has taken a survey to affirm diversity on the campaign staff. We will tell you the startling results coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. First off, the headline in the Seattle Times this morning, one teen dead, one teen injured in latest CHOP protest area shooting. And I was seeing this headline, and it's a small headline, it's on the bottom of the page on Seattle Times. If this had been like not one teen dead, one teen injured in latest CHOP protest area shootings, if it had been one teen dead, one teen injured in latest police shootings, do you know that would be international news? I mean, nobody would be talking about anything else, particularly if those people shot by police were people of color. The people here are people of color. Both of the kids who were both of the kids, one who was dead, one who was injured, 16-year-old dead, a 14-year-old injured, they're both black males. The other death in CHOP has been a black male. And if that had happened at the hands of police, and you could say, well, that's because police are supposed to keep us safe. Yeah, they are, and they're supposed to keep you safe even in Capitol Hill, but they're not being allowed to do it because of our feckless leadership and because of efforts by so-called demonstrators to block any police presence, which is the only thing that can bring some kind of safety, some kind of order back to this insane experiment that has now been running for about 3 weeks. Here's the report. A 16-year-old boy was killed and a 14-year-old boy was wounded early Monday morning, that's yesterday morning, when they were shot at 12th Avenue and East Pike Street in the protest area known as CHOP in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. Monday's gun violence marked the second fatal shooting of a teenager in the area in little over a week. Lorenzo Anderson, 19, died after being shot at the edge of the protest area in the early morning hours of June 20th. Two African-American men are dead at a place where they claim to be working for Black Lives Matter. But they're gone. They're dead now. That's what our police chief, Carmen Best, said. She was referring, of course, to yesterday morning's homicide, as well as to the fatal shooting of Anderson, Lorenzo Anderson. We need to be able to get back into the area, the chief said, about the protest zone and the surrounding blocks, where there have been two fatal shootings and multiple injuries over the past week and a half. This is dangerous and unacceptable. You think? Of course it is. But listen to this. The bloodshed you're talking about has nothing to do with the movement. So said Antoine Bolar, who was staying in a tent in the protest zone. That's people who would have been doing that violence in North Seattle or South Seattle anyways. It's just concentrated here right now. Okay, the assumption being the murder is going to be going on somewhere, so it might as well be right here, right? Because we have a wonderful protest going on. David Lewis, who's been one of the organizers of the protest, thanked the Seattle Department of Transportation for leaving barriers up at the CHOP, saying they had saved lives. I feel safer here than anywhere else, Lewis said. Chief Best argued against Lewis and other protesters that the barriers protected people and prevented more from being hurt. I absolutely do not agree with that, Best said. There are multiple people being injured and hurt, and we need to do something about it. She said police would like people to move out of the area, meaning not the people who live there in apartments, but the people who are camped on the street. As an African-American woman with uncles and brothers and stuff, I wouldn't want them to be in this area, she said. We've had two killed. We have a child that's injured from gun violence. By mid-morning, a silver SUV, this is a whole other story in CHOP, it's more trouble in paradise. A silver SUV with what appeared to be blood smeared near the door had pulled up between East Pike and East Pine Streets. River, a protester who declined to give his last name, rock star Greg Tomlin has a son, River, but this is not the same guy. River is a little guy, I mean the River Tomlin. River, a protester who declined to give his last name, said the car belonged to him. There had been a knife fight. Oh, wonderful. In Cal Anderson Park, River said, before he heard multiple gunshots in succession. There were two men lying on the ground, River said. They were covered in blood. I'd never seen anything like that. River said he drove one of the victims to an ambulance waiting at 14th Street and East Madison Street. That's outside the CHOP area. But as the car approached, the ambulance drove away. Well, can you imagine in this kind of situation, if you see a car covered in blood, maybe if you're an ambulance driver, you do drive away. You still shouldn't. River said he and others got out of the car to chase the ambulance before emergency responders took over. I was broken, River said, not as badly broken as the people he's taking to the ambulance. Seattle Fire Department did not immediately respond to protesters' accounts of the city's response to the shooting. Okay, now with all of this going on, who is to blame? Seattle City Council members know who's to blame. What's really to blame? Listen to this. This is Seattle City Council member Shama Swant and Council President Lorena Gonzalez. This is the amazing thing. They say that this highlights the urgency to address the endemic violence in our society under capitalism. Capitalism's to blame. And Council President M. Lorena Gonzalez said the shooting should not be attributed to the CHOP protest, but it should be blamed on guns. That's right. The guns came into CHOP and they just all on their own. And they killed people. Wait till you hear what these ladies had to say. We'll get to that in moments coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Unfortunately, the people of Seattle, and honestly, I know for people who don't live in Seattle, the assumption is anybody living within the city of Seattle must be insane, must be whacked out to lunch, no connection with the Allies. It's not true. There are a lot of good, solid, hard-working people of every nationality imaginable who live in the city of Seattle. It's not all lunatics. Though on the city council it pretty much is. And it's just too bad that none of those sane people will have the chance this year to vote out these bums and losers and frauds and Marxist lunatics who actually represent the city right now. It's because we have an election. We have an election for president, for governor, for statewide offices, for state legislature, but not for city council. You have a chance for that in 2021. And frankly, I can't wait. But this Seattle Times reports some Seattle City Council members rejected the idea that the latest shootings at the Capitol Hill Occupied protest were caused by the Capitol Hill Occupied protest. Council member Shama Swant said during a council briefing that the shooting, quote, highlights the urgency to address the endemic violence in our country under capitalism. Can I tell you something? There's very little capitalism going on in Capitol Hill right now. And capitalism involves buying and selling. It involves being able to see something you want and pay somebody some money for, and the person takes that money, and then he or she does what they want, or they build up their business. All of that's dead right now on Capitol Hill, and very deliberately. She went on and said, well, here, listen to Kashama Swant and the president of the city council, the Honorable Lorena Gonzalez, saying that, no, the shootings up there, they have nothing at all to do with the organized protest. Listen.
Violence was happening on Capitol Hill and in other parts of the city long before the CHOP occupation was created by the movement, and that we should completely reject the false claims that have no basis in statistical analysis, that the CHOP occupation and the movement was the reason for any of the violence.
Gun violence is a public health epidemic across the country. Seattle is not an exception to the plague of gun violence within our communities. And this is not being caused by, a zone, a specific zone within our city. This is frankly being caused by unscrupulous gun dealers who allow far too easy access to weapons that are then utilized by people in this way.
Okay, this is based on absolutely nothing, and it's insane. How about instead of blaming unscrupulous gun dealers based on nothing? And why do I say based on nothing? Because the police have not been allowed to do their job. Their job is to find out who committed these murders. Who shot these people? They haven't arrested anybody yet. And why not? Because they're witnesses who won't cooperate with the police, because the police are not allowed to come up there. When police protection breaks down, civilization ends. It ends. And that's the appalling situation here. I mean, honest to goodness, is the idea that people can be serious about this? That this is because of the structural violence of capitalism? Really? Capitol Hill was not noted, certainly not noted, as a particularly dangerous part of town before this protest started. And now they're trying to do some of the same thing in New York City. The Democratic Socialists of America's Bianca Cunningham, this is clip one, Jeremy, appeared on the Democracy Now! TV network, and she wanted to talk about this new, wonderful, glorious encampment in New York City. Apparently 1,000 people up there just camped out, and they're supposed to be predominantly queer people of color. That's what they're saying. And Bianca Cunningham talks about how it started. Listen.
We started the first night of the encampment. We didn't know what was going to happen. We called for it, and we were hoping for the best. 200 people stayed the night the first night. We are now on our 8th day of the encampment, and we've had everything, you know, up to thousands of people in the space at one time, with almost 1,000 people steadily staying the night every night. You are able to go inside and outside of the encampment. But I will say, you know, we know the symbol. This is symbolism, right, that we are encamped in City Hall. Nobody's there because of COVID. Everybody's at their house. And normally what protocol would be today, they're meeting at 11, they would need to come into City Hall to cast a vote. Well, instead, they've changed the procedure to say that they can now vote virtually through Zoom, and so that vote will be taking place all day. So they're making it super hard to hold them accountable. They don't want to face the public. They're hiding inside their houses, and they're on Twitter threatening us to say that we shouldn't be talking against the establishment.
Threatening us that we shouldn't be talking against the establishment? What they're doing is not just talking against the establishment. But they're basically getting people to sleep on the street. Now, it seems to me that I think most people who honestly can think for more than a split second and connect various things to one another would agree that the city of New York, city of Seattle, city of Chicago, city of L.A., certainly, all those cities have an interest in getting fewer people to sleep on the streets. Here, apparently, now they have 1,000 people sleeping on the streets in front of City Hall in New York, and they're proud of it. They're happy about it. Why? Because they're creating, just like they did on CHOP, an ideal, peaceful people's paradise. Listen.
I would say, you know, we have, if you walk inside the encampment, we have a people's library where people can go get educated on capitalism and racial capitalism and racism. We have a people's bodega where you don't have to leave and you have, like, PPE and sanitary items and things that you need. We have a fully stocked food table where we have been having donations outpouring from New Yorkers and even people from the UK, from California, from all over the country trying to find out how they can send us food. We have blankets and clothes and shoes, and we're really taking care of the homeless. I could just share really quick. Yesterday, a young woman came up to me. It was her first night in the encampment, and she described to me that this is what she felt like community should feel like. She says, I've never felt more cared for. I've never felt more taken care of. I've never felt more safe.
Never felt more safe. Okay. Is that what we're talking about, building up public safety? Their demand is they say they won't leave until they cut $1 billion from the budget of the New York Police Department. This is outrageous. One of the great successes in modern American history has been better policing in New York. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and presumptive 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden answering questions from reporters for the first time in nearly 3 months. The former Vice President was asked about his cognitive well-being.
Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been testing and I'm constantly testing. All I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
A protest is going on at the Texas State Capitol over the closure of bars due to coronavirus. Rallygoers say Governor Greg Abbott made the wrong decision last week when he issued the executive order. Bar owners are asking the state to open back up so they can make a living. And in Arizona, gym owners are filing suit against the governor after an executive order forced them to shut down yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Michael Medved show. By the way, I used a term earlier that some people may find offensive still. It used to be an offensive term, but it's a term that's been embraced with enthusiasm by people in the LGBTQ community. The Q in the LGBTQ stands for queer. And the organizers of this City Hall campout, the New York City encampment outside City Hall, they're proud of the fact that the Occupy City Hall movement, the encampment, they say has been led by people who are people of color and who are queer. They don't say LGBTQ, they say queer in particular. Okay, fine. So what they're encouraging people to do is to come out and commit to staying camped out, well, until the end of the month. Now, obviously, we're tonight is the end of the month. But really? The City Hall encampment, the latest edition of the wave of protests in New York and George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police in late May, is being led by Jawanza James Williams, who's director of organizing for Vocal New York. He conceptualized the occupation as a way to force the city into reducing its police budget by at least $1 billion. But now they are reporting that as the movement expands, tensions over strategy have emerged.
Oh.
Especially over whether Vocal NY is demanding deep enough cuts in the budget. In other words, $1 billion might not be enough. And here is Bianca Cunningham again appearing on the Democracy Now! TV network talking about what needs to be done besides cutting the police budget. Listen.
Yeah, there's too many uniformed police in New York City. And furthermore, when we talk about defunding the NYPD, the other part of that is to fully fund social services. I can tell you on the encampment, it's obvious. We have some of the most vulnerable members of our community coming out to have their voices heard and participate in this encampment. And it's clear that what they're saying they need is services, mental health services, social services, adequate housing, you know, affordable health care. You know, the quality education, these are the things that the community is crying out for. And so it's not good enough to move money around and fancy accounting tricks. It's not good enough to just defund the NYPD even. We have to meet that with services that are fully funded as well.
Okay, what's so crazy about this is I know that in Seattle they throw around numbers that they want to cut the police by $20 million in the police budget. And they want some of that to be taken out of pensions and basically rewarding people for the sacrifices they make to keep you and me safe. That is, unless you have to live in CHOP. And if you do, I'm sorry for you. But that idea that this is so much... first of all, what is the first responsibility of local government? In fact, I'll go beyond that. The first responsibility of government generally is to keep you safe, is to protect you against violence and destruction of your property and destruction of your business on the part of criminal thugs who are present in every city. And all you have to do to try to get them to increase in number and ferocity is pull out any police protection. The number one responsibility, if somebody disagrees with that, you can give me a call. That the number one responsibility, particularly of local government, is public safety. And yet, they don't spend as if that were true. They're talking about a $20 million cut in policing. How about cutting some of the enormous budget, and I believe it's $180 million, that they're spending in Seattle on homeless services. I think that may be over 2 years or more. But it's the point being that the more and more you spend on homelessness, the more homeless people you get on the streets, and you can see it. And it's nuts. It's also completely illogical. This is... it says a sophisticated network was created, this is back to New York, to make the space habitable. Organizers built a library, a community garden, and even a hut for tea lovers. They gathered donations of prepared meals, water, hand sanitizer, blankets, vitamins, and cigarettes. Well, you've got to have that. And they formed elaborate teams for safety, sanitation, and food distribution. It's a paradise, I'm sure. As they were saying in the excerpts that we played, we never felt as safe as we do here. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, who has been doing, I think, a remarkably good job under very difficult circumstances, Kayleigh McEnany talked a little bit, this is cut number three, about the Trump administration's efforts to maintain law and order, even for cities like New York and like Seattle that are descending into lawlessness and chaos. Here is Kayleigh McEnany.
With 200 Trump-appointed judges confirmed, the rule of law will be upheld. Democrats at all levels, federal, state, and local, have done nothing. Senate Democrats blocked bipartisan police reform. Minnesota's Democrat governor failed to urgently deploy the National Guard. It took President Trump for that to eventually happen, his suggestion and the ultimate descendants into chaos there in Minneapolis. Three Democrat Minneapolis council members voted to abolish the police while they themselves were getting a private security detail. That's quite rich. Democrat mayor of Seattle called the CHOP zone, the autonomous zone, the summer of love. It is anything but that. President Trump stands against defunding our brave police officers, caving to mob rule, and cancel culture which seeks to erase our history. Let's be clear. The rampant destruction of statues is not a part of any ideology, but this anarchy is aided by failed Democrat leadership. And as President Trump has tweeted, these statues, quote, are great works of art, but all represent our history and heritage, both the good and the bad. It is important for us to understand and remember, even in turbulent and difficult times, and to learn from them.
Okay, I think everything there up until the statues comment works for President Trump. It is utterly foolish for the president to be identified with the preservation of Confederate symbols and Confederate memorials, especially when local officials, I mean, they voted overwhelmingly in Mississippi, and Republicans voted to remove the Confederate battle flag. And that's because when a flag is flying above you, that's not a symbol that you put up there to remind you of the, she said, of the good and the evil. So why would you fly a flag of a defeated and contemptible power? And I'm sorry, if we can't recognize at this point, at the remove that we have, that that there are aspects of the Confederate cause, and at the very heart of the Confederate cause, that make it contemptible, then we are displaying as much ignorance about American history as people on the left who say there's nothing worthwhile or noble or worth honoring about the American past. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
One of my favorite quotes is by the great British conservative leader and prime minister, Benjamin Disraeli, who said that the only difference between liberals and cannibals is that cannibals generally eat their enemies. And that pertains to this breaking news reported by Brandy Cruz of Fox here in Seattle. This morning, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan transmitted a letter to the city council urging members to take immediate action against Councilwoman Shama Swant, up to and including expulsion from the council. The letter listed several accusations against Swant that the mayor thinks are grounds to expel her, including allowing hundreds of protesters into City Hall after hours, putting safety of city workers at risk. 2, leading a protest to the mayor's home, despite the fact that her address is protected due to threats stemming from her work, former work, as a U.S. attorney, as well as using her position to encourage protesters to occupy city property, including the East Precinct. Mayor Durkan wrote in the letter, "Policy disagreements do not justify a council member who potentially uses their position in violation of law or who recklessly undermines the safety of others, all for political theater." Okay, she wants Shama Swant expelled. Swant in recent weeks has called for Mayor Durkan's resignation amid criticism of the police force. Unbelievable. You know what this is? This is the political equivalent of the Iran-Iraq war, where Henry Kissinger very famously said, "It's too bad that they can't both lose." Well, they actually both did lose. They lost so heavily in that insane war. And in terms of this, I do think this is destructive for both Mayor Durkan. Anybody think Mayor Durkan is helping herself politically with any of this? Or Shama Swant? That thing is unbelievable. And it's not just that. I mean, the madness has spread to the world of big-time professional sports. And this is one of those things where, okay, usually there's a desire to sort of retreat to sports as a shelter, because you actually can see what happens, you can see who wins and who loses and why. But right now, suddenly a new movie about the inspiring life of Colin Kaepernick. It's actually going to be a series on Netflix. Apparently it is created by Colin Kaepernick, who's going to be narrating it. It's called Colin in Black and White. It will tell the story of the athlete and activist's adolescent life, young Mr. Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick's formative years are becoming a Netflix series. The athlete and activist is teaming with Ava DuVernay. She's a very gifted director. She did a fine documentary, very left-wing and historically, but it's called 13th. She's going to be directing and co-writing Colin in Black and White. It's a six-episode series. We'll examine Kaepernick's adolescent life, focusing on his high school years and the acts and experiences that led him to become the activist he is today. Kaepernick will appear as himself as the narrator of the series. He'll cast a younger version, an actor playing a younger version of the star quarterback. And Emmy nominee Michael Starbury will pen the script. This all on Netflix. You can't wait, right? Colin's story, says Netflix, has much to say about identity, sports, and the enduring spirit of protest and resilience. I couldn't be happier than to tell this story with the team at Netflix. Per Netflix, the drama was conceived in 2019, and they completed the scripts in May. The streamer describes the series as offering an introspective look at Kaepernick's early life as a black child growing up with a white adopted family, and his journey to become the great quarterback he is while defining his identity. Okay, so I'm sure we can't wait for this, but then there's also more. The more is, and this apparently is true, I thought it was just a rumor, but the National Basketball Association, the NBA, has announced that when the league begins its shortened 2020 season in Orlando, that's going to be on July 30th, the players will have the option to replace their name on their jerseys with a social justice statement. What do you think those social justice statements will be? You think a lot of them will say, make America great again? I'm kind of doubting that. Do you think, would God Bless America count as a social justice statement? Would America Love It or Leave It constitute a social justice? No. A defund the police, I think we're going to see. I think we will see a lot of Black Lives Matter. The league and the National Basketball Association, Players Association, had been in discussions to allow players to wear social justice messages on their jerseys, according to a report by ESPN over the weekend. Oklahoma City Thunder guard Chris Paul, president of the Players Association, told ESPN that the Players Union and the league are collaborating to allow players to wear jerseys with personalized social justice cause or charity messages on the backs instead of their names during the upcoming restart of the NBA season. We're just trying to continue to shed light on the different social justice issues that guys around our league continue to talk about day in, day out. People are saying that social justice will be off of somebody's mind in Orlando. With these jerseys, it doesn't go away. The question here is, why do you want to encourage political propaganda in the midst of sports, for goodness sake? Doesn't this, of course, beg the question about who gets to put up, who gets to choose or to block or to authorize what you put on your jersey? For instance, if somebody wanted to put on his jersey a social justice, in quote, statement, like build the wall, or I don't know what you can imagine all kinds of. How about if you wanted to actually stand for freedom, stand with Hong Kong? Would that work well? or make America great again. This is the problem, and it's a very core problem. We're going to talk next hour about this crazy conspiracy theory, which it drew a movie called Out of Shadows, drew over 15 million views on YouTube, and they took it down. And now if you even want to research that subject, they have a warning that this has been debunked and it's false. Okay, I understand that, and I think they're doing probably the right thing. But who decides? What if they take down something that really does have to do with a matter of opinion? And that's the problem here. It's great when you say for charity, for social justice, fine, but not everyone in the country. In fact, I think it's a minority of people in the country support the idea of defund the police. Really, it's remarkable. I also want to come to terms when we continue with why is it that there is such an overwhelming focus on police brutality right now, when by every measure, every single measure available to us, the amount of police brutality, even the amount of incarceration, has been going down in this country. Now, crime has not necessarily continued to go down, but incidents involving police where there's some complaint about it have. And so has, by the way, the number of people incarcerated. So why is there the sense that there is a crisis right now? Is it part of some plan to unseat President Trump? No, I don't think that's it. But does it have a political impact? It does, but it may not be the political impact that its organizers have had in mind. We will get to all of that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.